This week we read a double parsha, the parsha of Bahar and Bichukosai, and at the end of Bichukosai we say Chazak Chazak on Sefer Vayikra. I want to bring out an idea that comes up, I think, in two places, once in Bichukosai and then once back in Parshas Bahar. The pasuk at the beginning of Parshas Bichukosai begins in Bichukosai Teilechu Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru Va'asisem Osam. If you follow in my chukos and you keep my mitzvos and you do them. Rashi tells us in Bichukosai Teilechu refers specifically to toiling, to amelus in learning in Torah. The next pasuk says, what is the reward for if we do this? V'nasati gishmeichem be'itam. And Hashem says, I will give you rain at the right time, when the rain is beneficial for the crops. V'nasna ha'aretz yivulah. And the land will give the produce. V'etz asada yitein pirio. And the trees of the field will give off the fruits. So Rav Shimshon Pinkus, in his parish on this pasuk, he asks a question. You know, if you look at world markets, there are other ways that Hashem could have paid us back for the mitzvos. He chose to give us produce, but he could have given us bars of gold and silver. He could have given us Bitcoin. He could have given us stocks or whatever it is that he chose to give us. Why does the pasuk say that the reward is going to be agricultural? So, on a pashut pshat level, the answer is that historically, Klal Yisrael lived in places where the economy was driven by agriculture. And so Hashem says, I will give you rain. In Eretz Yisrael to this day, we daven for rain at certain times of the year. It's very important for there to be rain. And that's why we daven for it. We ask Hashem for the rain. And the produce comes and the economy booms. Okay. That's the pashut pshat. But Rav Pinkus says there's something much deeper here. What's the difference between a bar of gold and a piece of lettuce? So the answer is you could take your bar of gold, you could put it in your pocket, you could put it in your safe, you could put it in storage, you could put it wherever you want. A year later, 10 years later, you take out that bar of gold, it's still a bar of gold. What happens when you have a fresh lettuce? So you have fresh lettuce. The next day, you probably still have fresh lettuce, maybe another day, depending on how fresh it was. A few days, and then it starts to wither, it starts to spoil, it starts to look not so appetizing. Right? After a few days, produce goes bad. Says Rav Pinkus, Hashem gives us a double reward. In Bichukosai Teilechu, I'm going to give you a double reward. Reward number one is I'm going to give you the produce, which has the value. You'll get the value, you'll get the reward. But there's something even greater here. When you have produce, it's not in the bank, so to speak. You have to keep on coming back, you have to keep on getting more. Because every time, it goes bad in a few days. So when Hashem gives you the produce, you have to come back to Hashem and say, okay, Hashem, now I need more. If Hashem would give you bars of gold, here are the bars of gold. Okay, I have bars of gold, I don't need you anymore. Rav Pinkus gives a mashal. He says, if there's a relationship between a rich man and a poor man, and the rich man gives to the poor man, he said, the more that the rich man gives, ironically, the more that the rich man gives, makes the poor man less indebted to him, or less tied down. What do I mean? If the rich man would say, okay, you need $100? Okay, here's $100. And the next time you need money, come back. And the next time he comes back, needs another $100, and another $100. And every week he comes back and he asks for $100. So every week he has to come back to the rich man. What if the rich man says, listen, I'm a generous person, and I want to give you a lot of tzedakah. Here's $1,000,000. Is the poor man going to come back? Why would he? Maybe he would say thank you. Maybe he would throw the rich man a party with all his extra money. But he doesn't need to come back anymore. So the double gift that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us is not only does he give us the reward, which he gives to us in produce, but he gives us a gift that's, so to speak, keeps on giving. Because the vegetables go bad, you have to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam's ultimate gift is that we have to be close to him, is that we have to have a relationship with him, because we have to keep on coming back. If Hashem would give us bars of gold, then we wouldn't, so to speak, feel the need to come back to him. And that's the idea of why the produce that we get, why the reward that we get comes in produce. That's Rav Pinkus' idea. But I think we could connect it to a different part of this week's laning. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah tells us about the prohibition of lending with interest. And the description is that the Torah for lending with interest is called neshech. Neshech. What does neshech mean? So literally, it means to bite. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, where the Torah first introduced us to the concept of lending with interest, Rashi over there says, why is lending with interest called neshech compared to like a snake bite? Rashi quotes from the Medrash that a snake bite is it gives you a bite and the venom goes up and you think it's not a problem, and all of a sudden you're hit with you have all this venom in your body and you become very sick. So too, a person who borrows money, he borrows money and he thinks, okay, whatever, there's a little interest, and before you know it, you're drowning in your debt. So the same thing, so it's comparable to a snake bite. But I'd like to expound on the concept of interest. What is, at its shoresh, the problem with lending with interest? So there are different approaches, but one of the approaches that the Mefarshim give is that if Reuven lends money with interest, and according to the Torah, interest means a set amount that you predetermined, I always know how much money I'm going to have. I always know how much money I'm going to have. If you always know how much money you're going to have, you have no reason to dive into Hashem. Everybody owes you money. Everybody owes you. You need to earn X amount of money to be able to support your family. You always have that money coming in. You never have to worry. You never have to worry. That means you never have to daven to Hashem. So to speak, by lending money with interest, you're setting up a situation where you have money coming in and you have no need to come to the Ribono Shalom and ask for help. So you lose your relationship with Hashem by lending with interest. And perhaps this is an additional remez of why the Torah calls it neshech. A snake bite. What's the snake? What's the nachash? The nachash hakadmoni. What was the punishment of the nachash hakadmoni? So the nachash, after the whole incident with Chava and eating from the Eitz Hadas, the nachash, his punishment was that he had to eat dirt. Ba'afar tochal kol yimei chayecha. And the Bali Musar, the Mefarshim over there, asked, this is Parshas Bereishis, what's the big deal? What's so terrible? Now, I understand eating dirt maybe doesn't taste so good, but that's because for us it doesn't taste good. But if Hashem is going to create or make this being that can eat dirt and survive on it, so then what's the problem? Why is that so bad? He knows he always has what's coming to him. And the Bali Musar explained that the punishment of the Nachash was Hashem said, I'm not going to have a relationship with you. That was the punishment. Go eat dirt. What's the deal with dirt? The answer is, you go wherever you go. You never have to pack food. There's always dirt. There's always dirt wherever you go. You never have to worry. You never have to come to Hashem and say, Hashem, I need something. Please help me. So you never have to have a relationship with Hashem. And that's the ultimate punishment. I was just thinking, the irony of it is, where was he kicked out of? He was kicked out of Gan Eden, a garden. Gan Eden. You know, think the concept of a garden comes back to what we started with. Rav Pinkus says, "V'nashati gishmeichem be'itam, v'nasna ha'aretz yivulo ve'itza sada yitim perio." The reward is that the fruit and the fruits and the vegetables are going to grow, and you're going to have them, and then they're going to wither, and you're going to have to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. What is the ultimate perfect state of man? Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. Where was he? He was in Gan Eden. He was in a garden. A garden represents growth, and then you need more. The vegetables grow, the vegetables wither, you eat, you enjoy, but now you need to come back for more because it doesn't stay forever. So it's the whole concept of Gan Eden is a continuous relationship with Hashem. And when we got kicked out of Gan Eden, that affected our relationship. And the ultimate punishment was on the Nachash. The Nachash is the one who doesn't have any relationship with Hashem. And that's why lending with interest, a person does it to himself. He says, I'm going to get a steady income that I don't need to have a relationship with Hashem. And that Chazal compare to a nachash, to a snake bite, because the snake represents not having that relationship with Hashem. So we have to realize that the you know, sometimes we want to have everything, and we don't want to have to worry about anything. We don't want to have to ever be in a situation where we need. But those situations sometimes are the reward. Hashem is telling us, I'm going to give you something, but I want you to keep on coming back to me because I want to have a relationship with you. And we have to realize that that is the ultimate reward.